tonight is the evening of peace with the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, May 29th, 1976.
There's a lot round the post appearing directly center and to the right of Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is coming from behind the host. The host is filled with light. It's making a circlet of light about Our Lady as she's rising now higher above the host. Now the host is becoming darkened in color, and Our Lady is standing on it now, and she's coming down. It's like riding on top of a ball. Our Lady is coming down now slowly, and now the circlet, a ball-like host, I don't know how to explain it, but Our Lady is now standing on, is assuming the shape of a more like the earth, the globe. Yes, it is now a globe of the world. Our Lady is dressed in a pale blue gown. She has a darker sash about her waist and a beautiful white mantilla. The white is whiter than snow and has a deep glow. The light about Our Lady is very brilliant. Our Lady is now placing her first finger upon her lips. My child, listen very carefully. Much that I give you now must be kept secret for a short time. My children, the forces of evil are gathering in the eternal city of Rome. You must all pray a constant vigilance. Your Holy Father has accepted a heavy cross. The message from heaven has entered upon the eternal city. It is only through humbleness of heart and prayer that those who have a high station in my son's house will understand the errors they have fallen into and will turn back now while there is time. They have consorted with the enemies of God. The road to hell is often paved with good intentions, my children, but you have been deluded by many. In your striving to bring peace and brotherhood, you have lost your way, O pastors of my son's houses. There shall be, without prayer, a battle, bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal, and all that is rotten shall fall. My children, open your heart, your eyes, your ears. You are fast going on to a road of your own destruction, of your own making. I could place above my head two hands to count the time extended to mankind, but do not count all. hands, my children. The chastisement that is coming fast upon mankind is conditional to the response now of all. I must now bring to you a fact forgotten by many. The existence of the supernatural upon your earth. You are now in a battle of the spirit. It is a war far greater than any human war of the body. For now you are fighting the unseen, unseen to most human eyes. The man of perdition, known by you as Mr. 666, is not one man. Repeat, my child, your instructions of 1970. The man of perdition, Mr. 666, as revealed by the prophets but forgotten through time. Six is for the six who are coming. Demons of special mission loose from hell in these final days. Six is for the 6 days of great suffering. And six is for the six who will be punished. Starting from the year 1971, my children, you will call this the countdown. Time and a half, as given by your prophets, has been misunderstood. It is not 3.5 years on Earth time, but far longer, for the time and a half is stated in heaven's time. As man knows it upon earth, there's no resemblance to time in heaven. My words have gone throughout your world, warning you to prepare your soul and the souls of your children in the time left. My child, you will continue upon your mission with perseverance. Remember, when you feel pangs of heart, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. I cannot, my child, promise you all roses without the thorns. You must carry the cross as well. No man shall be above his master. Therefore, remember my son's life upon your earth, my child, and you will understand that you will travel a similar road. Man shall reject what he refuses to accept, even if it is a truth. He will refuse because of two prominent reasons. One, he has become blind through sin. He has become misled and deluded. My children, there are many dead people among you. They are living bodies with dead souls. Oh, hell has opened wide now to do battle with my children. Satan
been given his time. You cannot, in your human nature, understand what is taking place fully. You must give your confidence and trust to my son. My child, tell all to act as good example in my son's house. Women must wear a head covering in the holy places and in prayer. It is not because of custom. It is because the angels demand proper deportment during the holy sacrifice.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of
thy. I find, my children, that many of our pastors are going fast downstream in fast currents. They are like ducks following the leader.
Holy Mary,
O pastors of my son's houses, whatever shall become of you? By your example, you have been leading many onto the road to hell.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
the world has entered upon my son's church. You have made it a meeting place for all manner of sinners, all commissions of abomination. Holiness, dedication, piety must be returned to my son's house church. All manners of change and novelty are destroying the souls entrusted to you. Oh, my children, the ball of redemption is approaching you. The chastisement, many shall die. Only a few will be saved. Yes, my child, many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. All who stand here this evening shall be in that generation spoken of by the prophets. Many shall be removed in the mercy of the eternal Father. Many shall rise and meet with my son. My children, you must read all periodicals and news medias by being prudent and scrupulous. You do not receive the truth from atheists, my children. Your country and many countries throughout your world have already fallen. They have now been entered upon by the giant political machine that seeks to enslave the world. The octopus of evil. For the love of money, prestige, and power, many shall sell their souls to get to the head. Oh, my children, when my son returns, will he find even a small flicker of faith left in your hearts? of the thousands of lives upon earth, those who do not accept my son, what has become and what will become of them. If they have received the knowledge of my son and reject him willfully, they cannot be saved. Of course, my child, the Eternal Father is all merciful. We cannot condemn. He cannot condemn the innocent of heart. However, there are rules of heaven too, justified rulings, that none shall see the beatific vision unless they come through my son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
The catechism, my children, we find abominations, lies, and sinfulness abounding in these books. Your children, their minds are being corrupted and destroyed. The eyes are the mirror of the soul.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Each parent has an obligation to his children to remove these diabolical books from his schools. The laxity of parents, the apathy of those who have influence. Oh, my children, tears shall be shed. There will be gnashing of teeth soon. I ask you, I plead to you as your mother, to prepare your household now. My child, many arms shall be sent to you to help disperse the message throughout the world. You will not be given any heavier a cross than you can carry.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The greatest weapon against evil now is prayer and sacrifice. The world must do great penance now to escape the terrible chastisement.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Do not accept as fact much that is printed in your news media and books, my children. Pray before you read, that you may receive the light to separate fact from lies and fallacies. Under a controlled state, you will only be given what they, the masters, choose to give to you to read and absorb. That is human control. However, it is a sad fact that when they control the human, they enter upon the soul of many. You will, my children, pray for your bishops and your clergy. Pray for those who have still a small flicker of faith in their hearts, that they may rekindle their faith and stand up and be counted. We do not want a separation within my son's house. The Roman Catholic Church under Peter And now, Pope Paul VI, we do not want a separation within my son's house. The United States of America heads fast to a schism. Fight, my children. Do not give in to the forces of evil. Fight the enemy with prayer. Repeat, my child, the direction given to you, dictated by Teresa. Exhortation, dear Holy Father, worried and wan, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need more reinforcements from heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors, all hearts must ascend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls who don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart by the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do now but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. The cross, my child, that was placed upon your flag has full meaning now to you, for your country, America the beautiful, shall fall unless there is now a complete reversal, not a renewal, my child, but a reversal of the ways that have set you into darkness. Our Lady now is taking her rosary, and she's extending the beautiful golden crucifix upon her rosary out like this. And she's now placing it in front of her and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is going over to the right side, directly over the second tree. Now coming down behind her is Michael. It's quite windy because his gown now is blowing. Michael is carrying the balance, the golden balance, in his right hand. And in his left hand, he has a large sword. It's pointed downward. He's holding it very tightly in his left hand. And the balance is held in front of him. He's coming now directly behind Our Lady. Our Lady now is extending her hand out with the crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, with graces for cure and conversion, cure of the body and cure of the soul. Our Lady now is going across the sky. She's just gliding. It's like she's being carried in the wind directly across the sky. Now she's stopping over the first tree. She's quite high up in the sky, and Our Lady is extending her right hand out with the crucifix of her rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her hands across her chest, her arms. They're crossed now in a cross-like position. It is a stance of utter sorrow, humility, and acceptance. Now Our Lady is pointing up, and appearing in the sky is a bear. There, a bear. It's a huge bear right over Our Lady's statue. It's so big, it covers the whole sky. A bear. Oh. It appears to be looking at Our Lady. It's a very ominous-looking bear. Now there's a red glow all about the outside of the bear, and it's putting its paw up like it's going to attack Our Lady. The red bear is attacking Our Lady. Oh. Michael, though, is placing his sword. He's placing his sword between the bear and Our Lady. Now the bear is like he's mesmerized. He seems to have been stopped, just stopped right there. Oh, my. Now it's growing dark. It's like the bear has just been faded out of the sky. And Our Lady is coming forward. She looks very beautiful in the light. Continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement. There's much that we must give to you this evening, but you will watch my hands, and when I touch my lips, you may speak, and if I do not, you must remain silent. There is a pink cast all around the outer edges of a circular pattern of light now coming. It's between the two trees directly above Our Lady's statue. Now, as the light is opening up, it fairly opens up. There's no way I can explain it. And Jesus is coming through the light. He's wearing a, not white, but it's an off-color white. It's like a cream-colored gown. And there's a belt about his waist. It's a rope-like belt, almost a yellow color, a very pale yellow, like a beige yellow. And Jesus has his burgundy cape about his shoulders. His hair is loose, and it must be windy because his hair is blowing. Now Jesus is touching his hand, his first finger, to his lips. My child, I did not hasten to interrupt the reading of a photograph because much has been given this evening to all. It would not be necessary to give extensive discourses on the photographs, my child, for if I want them to read them, I assure you they will. Awakening mankind to the dangers ahead. Because these warnings have often fallen upon deafened ears, hardened hearts, and blindness produced by excessive sin, there comes a time that there are steps taken, sometimes forcefully, to bring mankind back. If your world continues on its present course of destruction, I assure you, if left to yourself, there will be no flesh left. Therefore, many warnings have been given to mankind, but obviously they go by unnoticed. Unless
You heed the admonitions of my mother. Voice boxes that have gone now throughout your world, constantly warning of the cross mankind is following. A cross that leads to his own destruction. Unless you heed these warnings now, the Eternal Father will have no other recourse than to send upon you a great chastisement, a chastisement such as has never been seen by mankind in the past. And when it is over, there will be no way to measure the destruction upon your world and the loss of life. Through the Eternal Father, you have been given a warning and the time to do amends. What more can I say to you but that the hand of the Eternal Father shall be placed heavily upon your country. My house, the houses throughout your world, are fast becoming dens of thieves. I shall cleanse them in my own time, and that time is short. My pastors, I do not intend to repeat myself, but I have given you fair warning that we have looked into your heart and found you lacking. By your example, which is majorly now poor, as you have followed like sheep to your own slaughter, and you have accepted errors, lies, fallacies, and you have run with your sheep. Yes, you've gathered your sheep and taken them with you. Run fast towards the abyss. You have turned away from the light to accept all manner of novelty implementation until the light has grown dim within my house. I have cried in the past to you, shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? Amen, I say to you, in the name of your Creator, that you shall be cast into the pit. Many mitres now hold major responsibility for the loss of their sheep. You have scattered them in all directions. And now, what do you intend to do to restore my house? Restore my house now, for I shall return, and I shall send you out of my house, forever lost to heaven. Your rank has no precedence over another soul. When this soul is being sent into the abyss, you hold a major responsibility for the loss of my sheep. My child, much must remain now in secret until the proper time. The world is fast approaching a great chastisement. Those who have chosen to cast aside my mother's warning, only too late will they become aware of how they have wasted the time given to them to prepare their households. All who are of well spirit will have nothing to fear, but pray for those who have hardened their hearts and closed their ears to the warning from heaven. For I say, among you there will be many tears shed and great gnashing of teeth in the ultimate chastisement. Houses will blow in the wind, skin will dry up and blow off the bones as if it had never been. Many eyes will see and still not believe. So hardened are the hearts now in sin. Your country, as a leader for the world, is setting itself in for greater chastisement. And why? Because of your example. Your luxury has been your downfall. Your pride has been your downfall. And the Eternal Father has allowed you in your sin to continue fast upon your way so that you will reach Satan, the prince of darkness, whom you have chosen to give yourself to. This darkness has entered not only upon my church, but into the heart and the very home, the life pattern of my children. Awaken from your slumber. Look about you and recognize the signs of your time. Do not, O pastors, in your pride, think that you shall not fall under judgment. Oh no, your judgment will be far greater. For those who receive much, much is expected of them. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep your families close about you in the knowledge of truth. Parents must now nourish the souls of their children. Do not expect others to do this for you. For once your children have left your home, they must be well equipped to face the world that has been given to Satan. The faith, the truth, the knowledge that I left with you must now be kept alive in the hearts of your children. My mother is a mediatrix between God and man through the mercy of the Eternal Father, who does not wish that one should be lost to him. You have been given extensions of time. The world cries peace, peace, and there is no peace. For they do not look for peace. The only peace is with their God. But they have set up now false gods to worship, idols of silver and gold to worship, power. And what is power but
but man's own destruction. Gather your treasures now and store them in the eternal kingdom. You will, each and every individual, come over the veil with exactly what you left materially, with nothing. Your only merit shall be in the graces stored in your account in the kingdom eternal. These graces are given freely for the asking. Every man shall be a master of his own soul. You will not place the responsibility for your fall upon another. With no human conception of obedience. For no man shall be obedient to Satan. My children, keep in your homes the knowledge of truth, your books, your manuals that were given to you in the light. Do not to succumb to the errors of your times of humanism and modernism, for it is all obscured from your view, the truth, for this modernism and humanism, the trend has been promoted by Satan. Now Jesus is rising up high above Our Lady's statue, and he's going over to the first tree, and he's now bending over. He's lifting his cloak and placing it about his left arm, and he's holding his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over across the trees, and he's just above Our Lady's statue now, and Michael is coming from behind the first tree. He's carrying the golden balance, and his left hand has a sword pointing downward. And now he's standing over on Jesus' right side. Now Jesus is turning slowly. He's pivoting to the right now, and he's putting his hand out in front like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going way over to the left side. He's standing above the 12th tree, and now he's placing his hand out in front of him in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Eternal Father blesses you in the days ahead, and we send to you the Spirit of Life to guide you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed to balance the scales.
Pray for us. Dear light of the world, pray for us. Our Lady of the Roses, pray for us. Mary, help our mothers, pray.
This rosary, the glorious mysteries will be said for Karen Quinlan, the girl who is a test case for our country and the world for euthanasia. Now, Jesus has said, we've known for some time, I don't know what his plan is fully, but if we can promote enough prayers, he will place her back on her feet. She will awaken from her coma. Now, what the scale is, how many prayers, I don't know. But perhaps if you good souls will now start novenas, and we'll place her back on her feet so our country and the world does not have to face a test case. I say this, it's very important, because of the advent of 666, Mr. 666, upon the world, the evil he is promoting has gone far beyond what any human mind could conceive. It's so debased, and I do know that without enough prayers, we'll be put to this test. God will allow it. But the few who have been given the grace
to understand what is going on in the world and know that those who have been given much, much is expected. Now, at this time, I think since I am talking here, there's something very important that Our Lady told me I was to bring out in today's message. Now, you understand the terrible trials that the Holy Father is undergoing in Rome. Many do not go along with Our Lady's message of the imposter in Rome. As she explained several times, that we're now engaged in a game of chess, and it will be bishop against bishop and cardinal against cardinal. But one thing we do know, that we are on the victorious side, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against Jesus' church. He is the foundation. I feel that because Jesus knows I'm quite tired today from last night's vigil. I didn't go to bed until 4 o'clock this morning. It's usually an all-night vigil, and we've had two this week since Wednesday. But now, in reference to Pope Paul and all the successors of Peter. Peter was the first pope named by Jesus. Now, when he referred to him as the rock upon which his church would be built, what he meant was the word rock. Peter, in Aramaic and Hebrew translation, is rock. But, of course, this in heaven's plan, everything is perfect in heaven's plan. You can see why, in the plan of heaven, Peter was chosen, because his name would go down in history as the rock. But actually, let me read this to you from Matthew. I have here a translation of the Douay-Rheims Bible, and I love this because it is dated back to 1932, and the explanations are so wonderful that are given at the bottom, so that those of us who are not learned and do not have a scholarly inclination or intellectual, we can fully understand what is meant in the Holy Scriptures. Also, please, Our Lady said, read the Scriptures at least 15 minutes a day, because there is a great grace given. If you read the Scriptures, that's the New Testament, or perhaps the Old Testament, but I prefer this because I feel there's much to be learned from our prophets, you will gain a plenary indulgence of 300 days for the souls in purgatory, or perhaps someone who you are praying for upon earth. And there are many other indulgences given for the reading of the Scriptures. But let us read this now. This is wonderful. An explanation of the role of Peter in the church. As St. Peter, by divine revelation, here made a solemn profession of his faith in the divinity of Christ, so in recompense for this faith and profession, our Lord here declares to him the dignity to which he is pleased to raise him, that he, to whom he has already given the name of Peter, signifying a rock, a Hebrew Aramaic translation of the word Peter is rock, he should be a rock indeed of invincible strength for the support of the building of the church, in which building he should be, next to Christ himself, the chief foundation stone in quality of chief pastor, ruler, and governor, and should have accordingly all fullness of ecclesiastical power, signified by the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You understand, the papal keys, the cross keys, signify the ecclesiastical power and the key giving of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Upon this rock, stated Jesus, the words of Christ to Peter, spoken in the vulgar language of the Jews, which our Lord made use of, were the same as if he had said in English, thou art a rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. So that, by plain course of the words, Peter is here declared to be the rock upon which the church was to be built, Christ himself being both the principal foundation and the founder of the same. Where also note that Christ, by building his house, that is his church, now you see why Jesus calls it his house, in Our Lady refers to it as my son's house, here it is again, that Christ, by building his house, that is his church, upon a rock, has thereby secured it against all storms and floods like the wise builder that he is. The gates of hell shall never prevail against my church, said Jesus. That is, the powers of darkness and whatever Satan can do, either by himself or by his agents. For as the church is here likened to a house or a fortress built on a rock, so the adverse powers are likened to a contrary house or fortress, the gates of which, the whole strength of which, and all the efforts it can make in its power, will never be able to prevail over the city or church of Christ. By this promise, we are fully assured that neither idolatry, heresy, nor any pernicious error whatsoever shall prevail over the church of Christ. In other words, have patience. One day, this will all be righted by Jesus. It's a testing ground. Ali said the separation of the sheep from the goats, all that is rotten must be separated now, and it is a test for all.